On the show today, we have QTech's very own Adele Glenn and American Airlines Credit Union's very own Brad Hickey talking about their CU Build Buildathon, where they gather programmers, developers, marketing folks, anybody in the credit union industry who has a great idea that can be built, that can be developed, creating new solutions out there. You are welcome in this Buildathon. We're just building innovation for credit unions through cooperation. So really, really good stuff here from Brad and Adele. So I hope you check it out. Welcome back to our program. And on today's show, we're talking a little technology, a little fintech technology, as they say, with the folks. Oh my gosh, we got QTech's Adele Glenn right below us. Adele, how are you?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Great, doing great. And then right next to me, we have Mr. Brad Hickey from American Airlines Credit Union. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing great. The weather's nice here in Texas today.
Oh, good. Good. Glad to hear. Hey, we're talking about CU Build, the traditional hackathon, basically, that's been going on for a few years now. And you guys are kind of the Pied Pipers, the leaders of CU Build. And we always have you guys on each year to talk about what's going on, what's changed, what's new, all that type of stuff. But just as a refresher, Adele, do you want to give us a quick refresher on CU Build, what it is and what it's all about?
Sure. So this is a homegrown credit union industry build-a-thon. So not a hackathon, it's a build-a-thon.
My apologies for getting terminology wrong.
We're trying to go for the light side, not so much the dark side of technology. So we bring credit unions and vendors and folks together for the purposes of building what normally is impossible. If you guys remember last year, we did everything virtually in 2021, but the inaugural event was meant to be in person, and that's what we were looking forward to. So it's really a chance for people to come together and network over a three-day weekend and really build that next best thing for the credit union industry.
And Brad, I want to get your take as well, because you're kind of like the co-leader of this as well. So get your take on your vision of CU Build.
Yeah, it's just like Adele said, our goal is to bring everyone together and really leverage the power of cooperative skill sets that we have in the credit union industry. We really believe that the cooperative spirit can introduce something new and different to the concept of hackathon / build-a-thons. It's mm-hmm. very much a build-a-thon because we want all perspectives. We want all credit union brains that are out there who have a knack for innovation or just thinking outside the box and want to tinker and play with the latest and greatest tech and be on a really fun and exciting team and in a competitive environment. It's a lot of fun, and we're expecting a great weekend.
Can you guys give me some examples of what has been built in the past for us lay folks, in layman terms? Because I know some of the things that you guys build is pretty technical and pretty darn good for credit unions. But can you give me a couple of examples that we might be able to grasp? Adele, you were shaking your head there.
Sure. Yeah. And so last year, some of our award winners, we had a dispute engine. So think about digital banking, the member being able to dispute in real time.
Yeah.
But written with behavioral thinking in mind. So helping a member walk through the dispute process in an easy to read, understandable way to keep them out of that debt spiral of going negative and just falling into despair.
Love it.
One of my favorites from last year won the best use of tech, and that team actually built a PFM, a personal financial management solution, able to identify and categorize transactions with an IBM Watson backend. They built it in 26 days from scratch, fully functional. So that one just absolutely blew our minds. But we had eight solid teams last year, eight solid solutions. And all of that code, all of that brain trust is available to the credit unions.
Exactly.
So it's awesome.
Yeah. Brad, anything stand out for you? Any builds from the past years stand out for you?
Well, yeah, last year, I mean, like Adele said, it seemed like every solution, even though we had just a very, you know, kind of finite thematic space around what it means to be a frictionless credit union, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. every team took it their own angle. And it was really neat to see some of the tech implemented. I think the one Adele did mention, obviously, is the winner of CU Build last year, a product known as Promotable. It was a really fun way to gamify the promotions experience for your members. So whenever, you know, maybe there's certain direct deposit transactions or, you know, certain goals that a member has to achieve within their online banking. They can see everything that goes into that promotion and how to achieve it. And it's from a very fun and gamified experience. And the coolest thing I thought about that solution is that it doesn't involve programmers at all. Me as a programmer, I love a solution where it's like, I can just give it to the business user and now they can self-serve. Everything is configurable from a business user perspective. So that's really neat.
Now you're talking teams here. So who can enter, who can participate? Because you're talking about teams of, I guess, programmers or teams of developers, that type of stuff. Who can enter, who can participate, Adele?
Yeah, it's open to anyone. So you do not have to be a developer to participate in CU Build. Last year was a perfect example of that. The winning team had folks who had never coded before on that team. So if you're in marketing, if you're a business analyst, if you're in lending, if you're in audit, compliance, HR, as long as you're in the credit union industry, that's the only qualification to get on the team. We want industry folks to get together, but you do not have to be a developer.
How do you build the solution though? If you're
we make sure that we combine the teams to make sure you have developers on your team.
Okay.
But a lot of these great ideas, a lot of the solutions come out of the people that are working these jobs day to day. So our front lines, your back office folks know it best. We want those brains in the room with us.
Oh, of course. And they're the ones that see the pain points every day. They go, they see the log jams, they see the hurdles. So yeah, they want to get past that type of stuff.
Go ahead, Mike. Well, I would just wanted to add to Adele's point, you know, and keep in mind, you know, if the tech portion of a solution is just really one category.
Yeah.
You know, if a team were to come up with something that, you know, maybe didn't have all of the technical bells and whistles built, if the pitch was good enough and the idea is solid enough, I mean, it can still do really well.
You can put together some people to build it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So you two could probably sit there and build it. So we'll take over from here. So let's look at the bigger picture here. So how do you see this benefiting the credit union? I think the answer is obvious, but I want to get your take on it. Brad, I'll let you go first. How do you see this event benefiting the industry as a whole?
Well, you know, one of the things we like to say in CU Build is sort of one of the secrets is that even though we're together and we're building solutions, I think the more important takeaway is that we're really building professionals. We're building careers. People come to CU Build and they gain a wide array of skills from technical to presentations to project planning to rapid development to public speaking. There are so many opportunities to really expand your career. And not only that, you get a lot of notoriety. I mean, people kind of put themselves out there and people start to hear your name kicked around on, oh man, you know, that person did really good on this project. And, you know, I envision a future where, you know, teams are going to be, you know, kind of jostling for, oh, I hope so-and-so's on my team, you know, and things like that, because people start to get a name for the amazing work that they do. And I think that's a really big benefit. And then also just helping build a credit union ecosystem. Any credit union who sends people to this, they're going to come back with just a mass of skills to bring back to their teams and kind of share that process. Here's what we did. We built this over a weekend. We could build this project in a month. No problem. So
I just had an idea for you, Brett and Adele. We just had the NFL draft. Why can't we have like a programmer draft?
I love it.
So that's the next project. So, alrighty. So we heard it here first, if it ever happens. So, and you never know if you pick first, great. But then you could have a Tom Brady in there who's picked 199th and be the best of all time. So you never know who's going to do what. So, yeah. So, hey, so again, Adele, you referred to one of the best solutions that you saw was in development for 26 days. So what's the timeline here as far as when you participate, when you can start your project and when the end date is, that type of stuff?
Sure. So registration is open right now. So if you go to cubuild.org, you can go ahead and register. We will be forming teams in the month of June. And the event actually takes place in person this year, the weekend of July 22nd.
Okay.
So it'll be in person in Dallas, Coppell, Texas. So really close to DFW, easy flight in or easy drive in for those of us who are in the Texas area.
Not if you're
really
El Paso.
Excited because this format this year is the way it was originally planned. So most hackathons, build-a-thons do take place over 3 days. So it's a 3-day intensive, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. All righty. Get your sleep in because it ain't going to happen at this event.
We will supply plenty of energy drinks, snacks. We're going to do it right.
Oh, yeah. Of course you do. Of course you do. Hey, are there any prizes involved, or aside from bragging rights, that type of stuff? What prizes do you guys have in store, Brad?
Yeah, there's always prizes. That's one of the fun things about Build-A-Thons. And we have some exciting prizes planned for winning teams, and we'll have honorable mentions, and possibly even some of the vendors like to give prizes sometimes just to encourage the use of their platforms. Yeah, yeah. But one of the prizes we've already announced is if you register by May 15th, we have sort of an early bird drawing. So anyone who registers by May 15th will be entered into a drawing for a brand new Chromebook.
Ooh.
So that's exciting.
I think I'm gonna enter. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'd sure like to have that Chromebook for sure. So the ultimate goal here is, what do you guys hope to achieve with this? We already talked about benefits to the industry, but you guys have some goal. I mean, obviously get new solutions out there, maybe even kind of, you know, bring up some new kind of developer programmer folks like that. So what, Adele, what do you have in mind as far as achievements going?
I think another big piece of this, and Brad and I are perfect examples, it's the relationships, that networking. You build lifelong friendships.
Oh, yeah.
Brad and I have known each other a very long time, and it came organically just by being part of the credit union industry and trying to solve and build things together. So being able to foster that for the up and coming folks that are entering, or folks that just want to add to their already existing network. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge part of this. You make those lifelong friendships, you have resources, people to call when you run into real world situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's that collaboration thing we keep talking about. So yeah, we are all better together for sure. Brad, what are some achievements that you have in mind?
Well, like Adele said, I mean, it's about people helping people and getting those solutions out there. I think, you know, sort of long term, we really view CU Build as maybe a leverage point to grow the open source ecosystem within, especially the Scimitar space, but also just solutions in general. You know, there seems to be sometimes we talk about how, you know, we're so cooperative as a movement, but sometimes we don't leverage the open source technology as much. So we're hopeful that CU Build can kind of be a driver for that. Mm-hmm. Which is why, like Adele said, all the solutions built at CU Build are open source on our, we have a GitHub. We have to broker the access, but anyone who requests, if you're with a credit union, we'll give you access to it.
Right on. Yeah. We don't want to be programming in a silo. We want something that can go out to all for sure. So, alrighty guys. Well, I know you got a lot on your plates, but anything else to add to wrap up? Adele, anything else?
If you want to participate or you'd like more information, definitely reach out. www.cubuild.org. Mm-hmm. We've got stickers. Oh, if you email us, I will send you stickers.
I mean, I got this cool medallion you guys sent me. That's pretty sweet.
That's the coin. So all the participants do get the challenge coin. So there's lots of awesome swag and stuff. But this is a great event and we like to have lots of fun.
And create something cool to boot, right?
Yes.
Brad, anything else to add here?
No, just like Adele said, if you'd like to participate and be in a fun competitive environment with like-minded peers and do some really fun stuff and win some cool prizes, come see us at cubuild.org and register.
Right on. All right. We will put that link in the show notes, including the dates and then the deadline as well. Like you said, Brad, May 15th, if you kind of the early bird participants, so we'll get that in there too and get you some cool people participating. Not that there aren't cool people already participating, but let's get some more cool people participating. How about that? So alrighty guys. Well, thanks again. Can't wait to see this thing. What comes of it this year, especially in person. So it's going to be really, really neat. So always appreciate your time. Keep the good work, guys. And then let's chat afterwards. Let's have the winners on and we can talk Absolutely. About what they developed. All
sure.
Right?
Yep.
All righty, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.
Thank you,
Mike.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.